A logging project in Humboldt County is drawing opposition, protest, even people willing to get arrested. The logging is taking place on Rainbow Ridge, west of Highway 101 and west of Humboldt Redwoods State Park. Humboldt Redwood Company, known almost universally in the area as HRC, ordered the logging on its own private land. Members of Lost Coast League are among the people opposing the project, and we have two members of that group with us. Gabrielle Ward is a conservation consultant with Lost Coast League. Thank you for joining us, Gabrielle.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Sure. Michael Evenson's with us, too. He's the vice president of Lost Coast League. Michael, welcome to you.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to the listeners.
And Michael, would you give us a brief description of where Rainbow Ridge is, a little more detailed than what I just gave?
Certainly. Rainbow Ridge is immediately adjacent to Humboldt Redwood State Park. It lies in a zone between the Eel River and the ocean, close to the King Range National Conservation Area, which is a protected wilderness. So the forests in question here, which are fairly intact, low elevation Douglas fir and hardwood mix, represent a vital link in wildlife corridors from the Eel River and Humboldt Redwoods to the sea and the Pacific Ocean. It's south of Ferndale and north of Garberville, if those are places that listeners are familiar with.
But it sounds like every direction you turn from Rainbow Ridge, there's something of significant environmental value.
There's tremendous environmental values there. The Wiat tribe has mentioned that these coastal prairies, which kind of lap the ridge tops, are fast disappearing important ecological and cultural areas. But the forests themselves are diverse. They're full of hardwoods and conifers. They capture fog, which comes from the nearby Pacific Ocean, and keep the area cool. It represents climate refugia, as the work by Matthew Betts and Sarah Frey at OSU and others have shown, that the old forests, with their tremendous amount of biomass, sequester more carbon, but in that carbon they retain moisture and are 2 degrees centigrade cooler than cutover lands that had recovered 50 years. So logging in this area, in this time of climate change, is climate-altering in its own right.
Gabrielle, I seem to see some disagreement between HRC and the public about whether this area has been logged before. What do you know?
Well, the area is a mosaic, and there are areas of it that have been logged in the past. But to put it in perspective for you, this company is certified as sustainable by the Forest Stewardship Council, and they are able to say that their wood is sustainably harvested. And when we looked into the information in the backbone of the FSC, they have agreed to give greater protections to ISLs, which are intact forest landscapes. When we looked into the definition of that, we realized that the United States no longer has an intact forest landscape. Our magnificent temperate rainforest has been severely fragmented. And so when they talk about high conservation value forests, it's the intact fragments that remain. And that's what we would really like to see preserved into the future, so that there'll be more old growth for future generations.
So you're saying that the Forest Stewardship Council, in providing its certification for companies like Humboldt Redwood Company, are providing an almost unattainable level of intactness from old growth forests?
Well, there's been a lot of history in the Pacific Northwest, and there's been severe logging from the Mattole all the way to Southeast Alaska. British Columbia only has 1% of their coastal Douglas fir left, according to the BC Sierra Club. California is in a similar situation. when we reviewed the gap analysis by the company, it came out to be less than 2% in our watershed. Armand Gonzalez, years ago, when he was working with the Department of Fish and Game, concluded that for a watershed to truly recover, you need at least 10% retention of the original forest. And their gap analysis comes out way below that. And we've been working to restore the watershed for 40 years. Many people have dedicated their lives to restoration and to the revival of salmon populations. These intact stands are located in the headwaters of two of the forks of our river system and the Bear River as well. And so when we talk about high conservation value, it is about the old growth and it is about the primary stands that haven't quite met their definition of old growth yet. And the high prairie meadow systems and the headwaters and the riparian areas. The company was supposed to redefine their definition of high conservation value forests. That was one of the things that the Forest Stewardship Council agreed with us, that they weren't defining it properly.
We are talking about the Rainbow Ridge logging project of Humboldt Redwood Company with a couple of members of Lost Coast League. Gabrielle Ward is conservation consultant. Michael Evenson is the vice president. This is a conversation you're welcome to join. Questions, comments, and thoughts about how things should proceed from here, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Michael, what is Humboldt Redwood Company going after? Is it just redwood? Is it some Doug fir, too? In this logging
it's
project?
All Douglas fir. However, they've been going after the hardwood by using a spray, hack and squirt herbicide, which they plan to follow up with glyphosate. Another concern that's a serious concern, latest studies show that glyphosate persists in mammal populations for several generations after glyphosate. So the use for them to convert this land from a mixed forest of hardwood and conifer, Douglas fir, to pure Douglas fir is unnatural in its own. They were slapped on the wrist by the FSC certifiers. But the long-term effects of using the herbicides is a tremendous concern to us.
So the certifiers from FSC, the Forest Stewardship Council, and again, this is a standard of sustainability that is sought out by companies like Humboldt Redwood that seek FSC certification. You're saying that the FSC turned back to Humboldt Redwood and said you're not quite getting there?
That's right. When we filed the complaint, and the complaint was signed by over 100 individuals and organizations, including the Center for Biological Diversity, the Mattole Salmon Group, the Mattole Restoration Council, North Coast Environmental Center, EPIC. This is not just the Lost Coast League. The Lost Coast League is joined by other conservation-minded folks. We found that they should not have been certified to go after such high-value conservation forests. And just recognize that nobody talks about old growth anymore because there's just so little old growth. HRC has said, whoa, we protect every old growth tree, meaning a tree that was seedling in the year 1800. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an old growth, ecological old growth, the kind of exchange that happens between plants and animals and soil organisms.
You're looking at more of an ecosystem than just a tree, you're saying.
That's right. It's not the tree, it's the forest. But even in their protection of old growth trees, individual trees, which they're quite proud of stating, they're planning on taking out a particular old growth tree under their definition that stands in the road of in the path of a roadway, and there's a tree sitter in that right now. And the fact that they have to go through and take down this tree that's against their rules is a sign that this is extremely unstable land, that moving a road 10 feet would would not be possible because it's so unstable. This is not an area to log. One of the things about being in the headwaters of the Mattole in this particular situation, it is extremely steep. Water courses go right on up to the ridge, and there's landslides without any logging. So you can imagine the destabilizing effect of taking away trees that are holding it, the hillsides together, poisoning the hardwoods, which come back after a fire, whereas conifer does not. If we're going to be cognizant of the changes in the climate, we have to adjust our timber practices to that. And there is no recognition on that part by Humboldt Redwood Company. And there is only now a recognition that by FSC that, yes, I guess we're going to have to look at changing our certification criteria, because when you make an opening in the forest now, there is no guarantee that you're going to get trees to come back. It's the soil is going to get so dry that it's going to be quite difficult for that to happen. And I think that's part of what the research has been revealing, both at OSU and the UC system in Berkeley Forestry.
Gabrielle Ward, I haven't asked how big an area is subject to logging in this particular project on Rainbow Ridge, and if there's a figure also on board footage they expect to bring out, anything like that, some numbers to help us understand.
Well, the property in our watershed is 18,000 acres. They have a 200-acre set-aside of old growth in one area, which is a very small percentage to set aside. And part of the problem is that there really are no conservation easements and permanent protections that go with the property into the future. And that is an issue. And legacy trees, as Michael pointed out, leaving a tree here and there doesn't make a forest. So that's what we're kind of dealing with. There's right now at least three harvest plans that are 800 and 900 acre plans. And that's a considerable percentage of the forest to fragment.
And so has the work begun? I mean, crews have begun to show up already, haven't they?
They haven't. And
yeah. Go ahead, Michael.
There have been people at the gates protesting, trying to block the loggers from going in. Ellen Taylor, David Simpson, Jane Lapiner, and I were arrested blocking loggers going in, but once we're arrested, the loggers did get in. They have dropped trees on the ground. The protests continue and probably will increase.
So I didn't realize you were one of the four people arrested on Monday morning of this week.
Well, that was Monday. Here we are on Wednesday.
And what were you charged with? What were the people charged with?
We're not exactly sure. I mean, we were on a county road standing in front of a truck of timber fallers. I was a timber faller back in the 60s, and when we saw the salmon disappearing, a lot of us realized that we had to change our line of work and get into salmon restoration. For these fallers, they, as they watch houses burn up and people burn up in their cars trying to flee, and farmers in Indiana not able to plant their crops, or fellow ranchers, I guess I do run cattle as well, you know, watching floods destroy their herds and fences, you know, this generation of loggers are going to have to wake up to their responsibility. We use that moment to talk to the people who are going into work, because I know what it's like.
And did they seem receptive to what you were talking about?
Not really, but on the surface, that's one thing. But after they start to think about things, who knows what change will happen.
Michael Evenson and Gabrielle Ward are guests on the Jefferson Exchange from Lost Coast League. We're talking about logging on Rainbow Ridge being performed by the Humboldt Redwood Company, HRC. Have there been public discussions, public forums, chances for HRC and people who are concerned about the logging to meet face-to-face to talk about the issues?
We've been talking with the company for several years now, and also with the Forest Stewardship Council. And we had reached a point where there were two corrective actions that the company was supposed to follow up on. One was the herbicide issue, which creates a dangerous fire situation for their neighbors, and the other was redefining their high conservation value forest. And we were waiting to continue that discussion when they went in and began to fell trees.
And we were told by the Forest Stewardship Council that they had to consult with us under their Principle 9 before they issued any final report, and they were mandated to share the report with us, and this hasn't happened. So,
and also updated LIDAR information was supposed to be shared with us.
So there's a lot of information you're saying you should be having that the HRC hasn't come forth with.
They basically walked away from the FSC process and started logging.
Michael, the effort to stop logging on Rainbow Ridge predates HRC itself, doesn't it?
It does. It goes back to the early 90s when it was owned by Pacific Lumber, which was a wholly owned subsidiary of Maxam Corporation out of Texas. It was Charles Hurwitz, famous for saying, "He who has the gold rules."
Huh, that's the golden rule.
There's plenty of arrests. There's three generations of attempts to preserve this unique treasure. And even as it gets cut away, the definition of high value keeps changing because its value actually increases as it becomes more and more precious.
Interesting. So they can actually create a higher level of designation for a high conservation value forest by taking bits of forest out from around it?
I think that's a tactic that industry uses, holding landscapes hostage, increasing their value. But in this case, Humboldt Redwood Company is not going to make much money. It's been cruised for its timber value when a purchase was almost accomplished in the early 2000s. And it was not a moneymaker. It's very far from the mill. It's difficult terrain. To extract timber from such steep and unstable ground is, it requires a lot special equipment and care.
What kind of logging? Is it high lead logging, helicopters? How are they taking the stuff out?
Normally, they would use helicopters, but it's so expensive they'd actually lose money. So they're using cable, full suspension cable. But they're, wherever they can, they're going to run in with tractors and tear up the ground up to, 60% slopes. They're going to tractor yard these logs.
So since Monday,
we're
almost out of time. Since Monday morning, when you and three other people got arrested, has there been more activity out there? Do you anticipate more activity?
Yes, there's activity going on as we speak. There was somebody locked down to a cattle guard this morning, pre-dawn. Protests are building. We've heard notice that there's going to be massive protests on Thursday and Friday.
All right, so clearly we have more to hear from Rainbow Ridge, where logging has begun already for the Humboldt Redwood Company, HRC. From Lost Coast League and other groups, a lot of opposition. Gabrielle Ward is conservation consultant with LCL. Michael Evenson, the vice president. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
And you can reach us at Lost Coast League@gmail.com.